I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Friday, July 17th. Clark State College is expanding its advanced manufacturing program, in part due to a multi-million dollar grant from the U.S. Department of Labor. WYSO education reporter Catherine Mobley explains.
The $3.5 million One Workforce grant enabled Clark State College to develop a certificate and an associate degree program in photonics and laser material processing. Photonics is the science of generating, controlling, and directing light. Laser material processing is a significant part of photonics, using highly focused light beams to cut, weld, or to melt materials without a person touching them. Daryl Grayson is the school's director of advanced manufacturing workforce programs. He says since the beginning of the grant period in 2021, more than 500 individuals have earned a variety of technical certificates, and many are now earning good wages.
We have students who went from $12 an hour to $22 an hour, from some that were working as waitresses and working in restaurants to go into technical careers. And they went from, you know, making $3 plus tips to making $32 an hour. I mean, we've had that. That's real impact.
Grant dollars also helped to purchase advanced equipment, including a 3D model printer, smart factory technology, and portable training units. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Dayton's mayor will participate in an international leadership training program. It's called the Bloomberg Harvard City Leadership Initiative. For 9 months, participants will learn how to organize teams around outcomes, ground decisions and evidence, and collaborate across departments and sectors. Their goal is to create strategies enabling their local government to more effectively address a range of issues, including housing affordability, economic growth, public safety, and emergency response. Mayor Shanice Turner-Sloss, along with two Dayton City officials, will begin the program in August. They will join 46 mayors from 15 countries. This is the 10th year for this program, established with the Harvard Kennedy School and the Harvard Business School. Sarah Wickham with Ohio Tourism says they've long been focused on marketing to tourists who would visit by car. But she says there are new opportunities with flights to Ohio announced by JetBlue, Southwest and Air Canada, and low-cost carriers Avelo, Allegiant, and Breeze.
We market in those places that are like 3 to 5 hours drive away from Ohio. And so we're really now kind of looking at what are the opportunities that all of these new flights into and out of Ohio are bringing.
Wickham says the number one reason tourists give for being in Ohio is visiting friends and relatives, with attractions such as amusement parks, big events, and other activities the second reason. A portion of the Great Miami River Recreation Trail will temporarily close Monday. The trail at the Dayton Canoe Club on Riverside Drive in Dayton has long been a trouble spot along the trail. That's according to the Miami Conservancy District. So the district will begin a repair project there. The trail will be closed for about 30 days. The Conservancy District says the trail narrows and cracks. Failing joints in the aging concrete surface have allowed water to leak into the Canoe Club clubhouse for years. Crews will replace the concrete deck, rebuild joints, and restore proper drainage. They will have a detour sign at the area for the duration of construction. Dayton City Manager Shelley Dickstein will retire in March. Dickstein has worked for more than 30 years for the City of Dayton. She moved through the roles of Senior Development Specialist, Special Projects Administrator, Assistant City Manager, and then became City Manager. She has worked with 6 mayors and 13 city commissioners. Her tenure ran through some large and impactful events in the city's history. That includes the Memorial Day tornadoes of 2019, a mass shooting in the Oregon District, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the NATO Parliamentary Assembly coming to the city last year. She says in a statement that through these major events and everyday demands, quote, our team remained steady, compassionate, and results-driven, end quote. Her time in office has also included controversy and some resident pushback. This includes the recent public frustration over the city's use of flock cameras that used AI to read and track license plates. We're looking at some showers and thunderstorms this evening. That's mainly before 9 p.m. now, with mostly cloudy conditions and a low around 73. As we head into the weekend, we have some more showers and thunderstorms forecast. Those will be in the morning and in the evening throughout the weekend. Otherwise, we have partly sunny conditions with a high near 88 on Saturday. And Sunday, we have a high near 84. It'll be sunny that day as well as we head into the rest of the week. But we do have some more showers and thunderstorms forecast for Monday evening. And that's your news from WYSO for Friday, July 17th. I'm Shay Frank.
Hi, this is Luke Dennis, WYSO's General Manager. 1 year ago, we launched our 1 in 5 campaign, with the goal that 20% of you would become financial supporters of These Sounds. And in the past year, we've made it to 15% of you donating. Yes, but the momentum has slowed. We are as close to our goal as we've ever been. You can help us get there when you donate now at wyso.org. We wouldn't ask if we didn't need your support. Thank you.